We have all probably heard the story about the long-suffering Job, a man who is commended by God for his blameless life, but yet suffers an appalling series of heartbreaking tragedies, leaving him with only his wife and three friends for comfort, none of whom were particularly helpful and would have done better to remain silent. For the rest of the book, Job expresses in forthright terms exactly how he feels about the situation he now finds himself in. Not surprisingly, Job's emotions swing between deep despair and the occasional bouts of hope that from time to time manage to break through. What comes across clearly in the book of Job is the unflinching and honest way that Job wrestles with what he is experiencing and his inability to understand and make sense of what has happened to him. Not only that, he does not hold back on how he is feeling about his situation, much to the discomfort of his three friends, who are clearly out of their depth. In Job, we are given an example of how an ordinary man who seeks to please God struggles with passionate honesty to understand why bad things happen, even to good people. For as the beginning of the book of Job makes clear, he is not told the reason for his suffering. We are at present living in a time when many people are suffering in ways that they have never experienced before. Some are now facing difficult choices, financial, emotional, and in other ways too, that they never expected to have to make, and that are causing them, like Job, to seek for answers as they cry out in their distress. As followers of Jesus, we are not immune to such experiences, as some of us can now testify. But how are we to deal with the situation that perhaps we have now found ourselves in, and the questions and conflicting emotions that this has created within us? Well, what better example could we follow than that of Job himself? For it's in the midst of his suffering and struggle that Job does two things that help him to come through the suffering that he is having to endure. Firstly, Job continues to speak to God, as he had always done. For Job, his suffering did not cause him to stop speaking to God, but rather changed what he said to God and the emotions that he expressed towards him. But Job also turns towards God and not away from God. He does not blame God for his circumstances, rather he leans into God, knowing that it will only be God who will give him the strength to endure until the storm of his present circumstances has spent its fury on him. By doing these things, Job never once speaks against God and is able to be a powerful witness before those who are watching. As these things were true of Job, so too can they be true of us. For it is as we turn to God and share with him our struggles and questions that we not only find the grace and help that we need, but the power to be effective witnesses for Jesus in bad times as well as in the good. But how does the story of Job ultimately end? And how does Job receive at long last that new perspective that he was desperately seeking, perhaps like some of us? Well, the story ends in a surprising way. Because when God does eventually respond to all that Job has said at the end of the book, he does not answer any of Job's questions. Instead, he gives him a fresh revelation of himself and enables Job to see himself in the light of God's wisdom, strength, and power. What Job needed most of all was not the answer to all his questions, but rather to gain a deeper understanding of himself and, most importantly, have a life-changing encounter with the living God. This happens in chapter 42 and verse 5, when Job says, "My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." What Job needed, as perhaps we do, was a change in perspective to help him live through his current circumstances as he waited for the day of relief and restoration to finally arrive. The good news is that for Job, that day did finally come, and it will come for you and me as well. Let us end with a prayer. Living God, we come before you this morning. We bring our thoughts, our struggles, and our questions before you. Lord, as we seek to make sense of what life perhaps is looking like for many of us now, Lord, we ask and pray that you would help us to lean hard, Lord, into you and upon you, as your servant Job did of old. Help us to learn from his example. Help us, Lord, we pray, as we would eventually come out, Lord, of these strange days in which we're living, that we would be able to say, Lord, with your servant, that living God, our ears had heard of you, but now Our eyes have seen you. So, Lord, we pray that would be our experience in these days. And, Lord, for these things we ask in faith and in Jesus' name. Amen.